With over 30 years of combined experience in custom caravan manufacturing, Atlantic Caravan's mission is to create a community of like-minded souls who want to explore Australia in unbeatable comfort. Thanks to the latest technology, outstanding interior design, and a high-quality finish, enjoying the great outdoors in an Atlantic Caravan is a five-star experience. If you are looking to explore Australia in class, do not go past their high-quality, innovative, contemporary-built caravans. Check out their Endeavour, New Generation, High Terrain, or E-Series models online at www.atlanticcaravans.com.au or call them on 03 9357 6971 or email them at info@atlanticcaravans.com.au.
It's a Thursday, it's 8pm, and you know what that means. It's time for the official Preston Lions Club Show. The Lions Den here live on FNR Football Nation Radio with me, Josh Parrish, and club historian Chris Terpos in the house. We've also got women's team player Jess Halabi with us. But Chris, Jess, welcome.
Thank you, Josh. Lovely to be here tonight, mate.
We've got a huge show in the offing. Of course, Jess will be joining us to talk about the women's team. We've got men's assistant coach Chris Capone and a past player, a legend, in fact, in Claude Lucchese. He's in the studio. He's in the green room at the moment sharing some wonderful stories. We've just got to get him to slow down a little bit. Save it for the air, Claude. But, it's going to be fantastic. So make sure you stick around right until that, you know, last half an hour, 25 minutes, where we'll be going deep down memory lane with Claude. But Chris, let's start first with a little bit of club news, bit of the community notice board, so to speak.
Yes, we'll get some club news underway. Maybe a bit of a lighting update. I know Dave broke the news last episode with the raising of the towers, should we say, which is all very exciting for everyone at the club. But look, the contractors have been back at the club, I understand, doing a bit of manoeuvring with the globe positioning and that sort of stuff. So there's still a few little hurdles to jump through for council, and no doubt some testing and reporting to come before we officially get given the green light to flick the switch, as it were. Hopefully that'll happen in the next couple of weeks. And I think there may even be a bit of an event being planned for when that actually happens, so all the members, sponsors and fans can be there for when we do that, which will be fantastic. The first time that we'll light up Genus Steel Stadium. Be very exciting, so stay tuned for more news on that one over the coming weeks. And while we're on the subject of the lighting, I thought we might perhaps ask our listeners out there to maybe post some comments on the Facebook live feed tonight, just to get their opinions on when they think we should host night matches. Do we think the Friday night's the way to go, or Saturday, Sunday, even Monday? I remember as an away fan, the Preston fans used to travel out to the Venator Club on a Monday night, so not quite sure what the feeling is amongst the Preston fans as to what night is the way to go. Yeah, so it'll be good to get their thoughts.
I mean, don't underestimate Victorian football fans. I was over at Summer Street last night for the old original Melbourne Derby. That was a Wednesday night. It didn't stop the Knights fans partying long and hard into the night with copious amounts of, you know, adult beverages being served at the social club. So just let us know, fans. Do you want to play on a Wednesday? I mean, probably not, but, no. You know, let us know what's your preferred time slot.
All good. Yeah, we might revisit that later on tonight and see what the consensus is. The chief, he gave me an update with regard to the potential resurfacing of the main ground as well in the off season. Not over the line yet, but I believe it's getting very close. Hoping to get some council budget approval for that very shortly. We might have to ask Chris a bit later on about that, because I think they'd be happy to hear that a bit of groundwork's going on with regard to the surface. There's a bit bumpy and patchy in a few areas there, so I think that'll be welcome news to the players and coaching staff on that one. We had the magnificent John Branov interview feature last week, which Dave spoke about, I think, on last week's show. And yeah, he obviously posted those videos up on Facebook over the weekend. And have you had a listen to that, Josh, at all?
Sensational stuff. Yep. Yeah, I haven't got through all of it yet because it's a long, it's quite long. It's a three-part series you had to turn into.
Four parts, actually.
Four,
yeah.
Is it?
That's
okay.
Four. You had to squeeze it into four. But yeah, look, it was fantastic. I was lucky enough to sit in on the side and listen to John speak. And look, I could have listened to him for hours. I actually love listening to him speak about his time at the club.
Magnetic personality, isn't he? And it's some great stories. Fantastic. It's a must listen for, a must watch for all the Preston fans. Dave's done a great job with that, and it was great to have John. I really liked him coming down to the training and the senior players presenting him with a polo shirt, I think it was.
Yep.
It was nice to see that synergy between the current squad and the history of the club as well.
And I had a chat to John afterwards, and he let me in on a little secret. He's got apparently a stash, a box somewhere in the shed with some old videos they used to take of the old interstate games back in the early 80s. So obviously the games, particularly the interstate games, were pressed and they weren't telecast on the TV. So one of the committee guys used to go up there and actually film the interstate games and then bring it back, and they'd play it at the social club in the following week. So he reckons he's still got those tapes lurking around at home somewhere. So he's promised me he's going to dig them out and try and get my hands on them and try and convert them if they're in the old Beta or VHS tapes. And hopefully, we can show that on the Facebook page in the near future, which would be pretty good.
Tell me what, don't tell Ian Sison because he'll be waiting outside John's house. He'll be way too excited.
Very good. Major raffle, just a reminder for those club members and supporters who have ticket books for the club's major raffle. You can obviously still return them with the funds at any of the upcoming home games or training nights. I think we've still got about 4 or 5 weeks until the actual draw, which will be at around 15 home game against Altona City on the 14th of July. So, yep, still plenty of time to get those tickets sold and returned if you haven't already done so. And just a quick roundup of the junior results from the last weekend. We had the under-12 Kangas in a 1-1 draw against the Eltham Redbacks. The under-12 Wallabies lost a 3-2 to the Moreland Eagles. Under-13 A's had a 1-1 draw with Craigieburn City. The under-14 B's lost 6-0 to Essendon Royals. The under-15 A's defeated Thornbury Athletic 3-0. The under-16 B's lost 3-0 to Upfield. And the under-18 A's had a 1-1 draw with Strathmore. So that pretty much rounds out the club news, Josh.
Thank you for that, Chris. Let's get stuck into the women's side of things with Jess Alabi, who's, of course, with us here in the studio. A brilliant result on the weekend. Not only the 3 points, but a clean sheet as well. Yeah. How did you see the game?
Very different. We tried to change up the formation a little bit in both reserves and seniors. So I'll just start with the reserves firstly. Been playing really well lately. Can't just say it's me in the DM position, but all the girls. We've got some experience with one of our co-captains, Amy, playing in the reserves at the moment, and we have a lot of young girls, so to have experience like Amy and as well as Kelly makes a big difference to the whole team, so it's a really positive environment at the moment. The seniors changed up formation, threw Dye back in a sweeper and absolutely killed it. We did have a couple sloppy moments, but, yeah, played really well. Amina actually stepped up as keeper.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Never played keeper before in her life, but... Yeah, clean sheet and did a really good job. I mean, Lizzie was on the sidelines coaching and telling her when to run out and when to drive for the ball. But, yeah, she smashed it and I actually think she's playing again this week as keeper again. So that'll be interesting to see. But, yeah.
So our rigging keeper, or was it Rana, I think her name was?
Yeah, so we're friends with Rana from futsal, so she's a futsal keeper. So it's very different, just different dynamics of, you know, techniques and stuff. So she was actually like... futsal diving for the ball and it was, you know, split saves and but she did a really good job and we're completely like, you know, really grateful that she was happy to fill in and who knows, she'll probably fill in again if someone else can't do it. We don't know. But yeah, so we'll see Amina this week until Lizzie's back, hopefully in a couple of weeks.
She's
aiming to get back, I think in 2 weeks' time. So that'll be good. Have her back.
And just on the resis, sitting in second spot at the moment.
We're second at the moment. Hopefully, couple more wins will get us up, but we're doing really well.
Speaking of, you know, the injured keeper, are there any other injury updates? How far is Liz off? Any hints as to when
she has been back at training this week. She's working with Dan the physio. I think everyone's just trying to get into Dan's office a little bit lately. Sarah also goes by Pig. She's been in and out with an ankle injury, but she's the type where she's like, yep, I'm fine for games. I'll cry about it later, which I don't know if that's a good mentality to have, but, you know, we all do it, so that's fine.
I think I've rarely seen a team sheet without her name on the scorer sheet.
If she's not away, which she has been, she's there, and, yeah, an injury won't stop her unless Luca's like, no, you're definitely not playing. But, yeah, so Liz is back at training. The reserve keeper's also back at training with Liz, so that's good. Otherwise, I don't really think there's many injuries. We have lost our massage therapist, Alan, going back to the UK, so everyone's really sad about that. I just want to say also a massive goodbye to Sav and Alan, our two international players, which, yeah, we're so thankful that they joined us for the few games that they did play. And, yeah, good luck to them.
Yeah, sad to lose them, obviously.
Yeah, very.
They were both great when they came into the studio as well. Yeah. So, obviously, big personalities as well as great players.
Both positive people that we've lost. And I think, sorry to say, Sav, but a lot of people are more upset about Alan because she was there, you know, 2 hours before the game for massages for whoever wanted it, me included. I'm going to probably miss that the most. But, massive, massive loss with those two.
But speaking of the weekend's result, obviously a bit of a change in strategy maybe. You said it mentioned a change in formation. What do you think's been behind? You know, obviously the team's been scoring quite freely but also seemingly shipping a lot of goals. What was the sort of message during the week?
So we had a bit of a chat, the whole team, last week. Everyone was pulled aside. It was bad weather, so we all just didn't train and we all had a chat and I think that was a massive turning point in the way that both teams approached the game that weekend. It was just, you know, everyone put their troubles aside, everyone put their issues out in the open and what we all thought was not going our way in the game and what we thought we needed to improve on. And then our coaches came in and we discussed it all with them further. And I think getting that all out and everyone's concerns were just addressed a little bit more than what they have been, you know, previously. I think that helped with the game on Friday night. But otherwise, I think the formation, I think because we didn't have a keeper playing Di as a sweeper, which she probably hated, but, you know, it was much needed for the game. And he just played, I think, from memory, it was 1-3 and then two defensive midfielders, which Alan and Deanna. I think, yeah, just the way everyone played it was just a lot more positive and uplifting and people just wanted to go out and win.
Yeah. That's brilliant. And so 1-0 win in the first team over Old Zverians. You've got Hoppers Crossing this weekend. Is that correct? Big game?
Yeah. So it's a bit touch and go with Hoppers. They don't have a reserve team, so there's no reserve game this week.
Week off.
Yeah, thank
for
God.
For you.
For me anyway. With the seniors, so it's a bit odd. We don't really know if they have enough players for a team. So, yeah, the seniors are going out there. No rest for anyone. He's picked a full team of senior players. So it'll be interesting. We're expecting big things from the team. A few goals from Claudia DeMasi, Haley, and we're expecting Juliana to score quite a few because she missed a few one-on-ones with the keeper on Friday night. So I'm hoping she scores a couple on Sunday.
I'd suggest no better opportunity to get that goal difference going in the right direction.
Well, most teams have won about over 10-0 with them at the moment. So, yeah, we'd expect at least the same.
All right. Well,
Big things. My sister can score too if she wants to, but she's not very good at the moment, so who knows.
So you're currently sitting sixth on the ladder, but it's a really tight division. I think 4 points separating you from second spot. Very close rankings in this league, it seems.
So I think we're one win off a second position spot. I think I'm pretty sure Luca was saying on Wednesday that a lot of the top teams are versing each other this week. So we're hoping there's, you know, some upsets and a bit of a ladder change, which would work in our favour. Sixth position on the ladder, we're hoping that we don't go lower than that, but we can only aim up from there. And I think a lot of the girls are pushing to get a top four position at least.
Well, huge opportunity presenting itself this weekend, it seems like.
Yeah.
Jess, we understand you're also coaching the under-8, is it the Kangas or the Wallabies?
Yeah, the Kangaroos,
How's
Juliana
that
and I.
How's that going this year?
Yeah, really good.
First year of coaching or?
No, it's my second year. Did the under-7s last year and moved up with the group.
With the group, yeah.
Completely different. Nick Radecki has made a massive change within the club and the junior program specifically. Absolutely love it. It's not about winning for these kids. It's about, you know, development and trying our best to teach them skills that they can take further. A big thing that we focus on is not goals. It's shots on target for us and for our opposition.
Yep.
So each week, half time, don't care what the score is. We look at, you know, our shots and their shots. And a couple of weeks ago, we had 30 and we only had 2 goals. And, you know, and we learn from it and we count our dive-ins and we count. And it's just, it's completely different. And I actually told Norm tonight, he didn't give me a shout out last week because I'm Maxim's coach, me and Jules. So I told him tonight I'm going to stitch him up because, you know, we deserved a shout out.
How is young Maxim? Now, is he a chip off the old block? Or?
Oh, I reckon he's going to give Norm a run for his money. Yeah, he was smashing it. Even tonight, I had him before I came here. We had training before. And yeah, doing really well. And all of them, they're very passionate little kids. So yeah, looking good.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll leave it there. Thank you so much, Jess, for coming into the studio, giving us that update. Sounds like a real turning point in the women's season, and hoping for a bag full of goals this weekend.
I just want to say, hopefully Dave, our assistant coach, actually shows up. He's been in Port Douglas. So we're really hoping these volunteers of ours actually show up for game days.
Great stuff. No excuses this weekend. We're going to take a short break. On the other side, we'll be speaking to the men's team assistant coach. It's Chris Capone, so don't go anywhere.